The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks travel to Vancouver to face off against the Canucks for the second time this season, but it's a markedly different team than the team that they played on November 29th when Adam Gaudette scored the game-winning goal in the second period to give the Sharks a 3-2 win.
Orloff in deep. 10 seconds left on the second power play. Sharks 2, Canucks 2. Big scrum for it in the corner. Can the Sharks come up with it? Kurashev does. Throws it around the boards. About 2 seconds left of the penalty as Toffoli taps it behind the net. Penalty is over. Kurashev near side. And grabbing it there. Gaudette tried to jam it in to the short side, but that's a solid, stellar save by Tolopito.
Since then, the massive trade that sent Quinn Hughes to the Minnesota Wild continues to reverberate as the Canucks have gone 4-1 in 5 road games since that big blockbuster deal. However, tonight's game is going to be the first home game that the Canucks have had since making this trade. And so you can expect an emotional reaction at Rogers Arena in Vancouver from the fan base here. And of course, for the Sharks, a challenge as they hit the ice for the first time since the Christmas break. Still smarting from their third consecutive loss at the hands of the Vegas Golden Knights on December 23rd. For the Sharks, the Christmas break was a definite mental reset. For head coach Ryan Warsawski, an outstanding opportunity to spend some time with the family.
Yeah, it was great. Great 3 days, obviously young ones, so Santa was good to them, and it was nice to get a little reset and a little time away from the game for mentally, and now we're right back at it. So this is, I think we're all excited to kind of get going, and we feel fresh, and it was a nice 3 days.
Alex Wenberg also enjoyed his time with his kids.
Well, great. I mean, obviously you got a few days here, but hanging out with family, eating some Swedish Christmas dishes, and just having enjoyed.
Wenberg says even though you can go to IKEA for Swedish meatballs, it's great to have home-cooked meals at Christmas.
Exactly. I mean, I don't trust IKEA anymore right now. They got to up their meatballs right now. It's homemade for sure.
For Ryan Reeves, it was his first Christmas in California, and he gave us an evaluation.
It was great, except I really missed the snow. I don't like green Christmases and not a lot of white Christmases in Cali.
Colin Graf, who has 7 goals in the previous 9 games played heading into the break, talked about whether there's a value mentally in getting away from the game for a couple of days.
I don't know. I mean, I think about hockey every day, no matter what's sort of going on. But it's nice to, let the body reset a little bit, just to, do some relaxing, nothing too crazy. But now it's time to go.
Each player handles the break in different ways. Here's how Ryan Reeves dealt with it.
Well, I jumped on the ice yesterday. I had to. I'm a little old for that, but it was just a quick one. But I think it's good. Just get a little mental reset. I think we've been playing a lot of hockey, and sometimes you just need a couple days with the family, especially guys who have kids and a wife. And it's nice to just relax and enjoy that time. But you got to use that relaxation and to your advantage. And a lot of teams are going through this early flight this morning, so it's not an excuse. We're we got to start pushing here and playing some better hockey.
What about the approach to the routine for tonight? After all, the Sharks got up early this morning, traveled by plane from San Jose to Vancouver at 7:30 a.m. They're playing the game tonight, and then after the game, they're flying straight to Anaheim, so it's going to be a long day. But Alex Wenberg says you put those things out of your mind as you approach tonight's contest.
No, I mean, I feel like you can see it. I mean, obviously, you haven't been on the ice. You get a little time off. But, I mean, use the time you had to rest and get ready again, obviously, with the tight schedule. So right now, instead of looking at it, I mean, obviously, it might not click from the get-go of the game. But you got to build yourself into it, play simple. But after that, I mean, I feel like rest is something that, as a player, you need as well. So right now, take the advantage of actually feel a little bit better and just get to it.
What do the Sharks put their minds to tonight? Well, after a 7-2 loss to the hands of the Vegas Golden Knights, Colin Graf says you have to pay attention to one thing and one thing only.
I think it's just play with more structure. Don't try to be too cute out there. I don't try to stray away from what we do there, and we know what works. And I think that our game was a little loose last time, so it's time for us to tighten it up and regroup.
That seems to be a unanimous opinion inside the Sharks dressing room, as Ryan Reeves talked about focus and structure.
I mean, that's the number one. We had no structure in that Vegas game, especially in the first period. And then all of a sudden, I'm not saying we carried a lot the play after that, but we played much better. Almost even up the shots by the end of the game, and played in better structure for sure. Didn't give up as much, but we have to do that for 60 minutes. Teams are going to make you pay if you start floating around and not playing in structure. There's no team that's going to be good out there. So we got to get back to what we were doing when we were on a little bit of a streak.
All of that makes head coach Ryan Warsawski happy, because he says that being structured for 60 minutes is going to be the key to tonight's game.
Critical. It's critical, and I think when we do that, we have a pretty good hockey team. When we play with structure and max effort, it gives us a really good chance, and we're a hard team to play against. When we don't do that like we did against Vegas, we don't even have a chance. So hopefully we learn from that. We had a good meeting this morning. I think our guys starting to understand how we need to play day in and day out, and if we want to continue to push here and where we are in the standings, we have to play at a certain standard, and that's to be held accountable to every guy in that room, and it starts with the coaches to make sure we hold that accountability and that standard. So we're excited. I think we got a good reset, and we're ready to go tonight.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment following this timeout on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
At Comerica Bank, we've helped build some of America's most iconic companies. Now, we're bringing that same professional-grade expertise to today's builders. The kitchen table entrepreneurs, the first-time storefronts, and late-night dreamers with big ambitions. Because banking built for success shouldn't just be for big business. It should be for anyone building something that matters. Let's build something together at comerica.com/succeed. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender, terms apply.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
While the Sharks have lost three games in a row heading into tonight's contest, even with the break, Vancouver is 4-1 in their last five games since making that big blockbuster trade with Minnesota. But this is the first game that Canucks fans will actually see Zeev Bouyim, Liam Ogren, and Marco Rossi in Vancouver uniforms at Rogers Arena. Needless to say, it's going to be a pretty emotional contest. Their head coach Adam Foote says their 4-1 record needs to continue.
We've got to take that momentum into, be here at home. We've got to play better at home in front of our fans, and hopefully winning the 4 out of 5, we can really have a good start. It's, you don't know where you're going to get when you have 4 days off like that. And, I think our veterans will challenge the situation and get going right out of the gate. That's going to be important, especially against a team that they've got a lot of young players as well that will be going. So we have to make sure we match that.
California native Zeev Bouyim is also excited about playing his first home game as a Canuck, and he says that the entire experience of getting drafted in the first round by Minnesota, then getting traded in the middle of his rookie season, reminds him that hockey is a business.
Yeah, I think you see the business, like I was saying, you see the business side of it pretty quickly, and they might love you, they might want you there forever, but at the end of the day, business is business, and then things are going to happen. And I think I obviously got to kind of see that really early on. And I think you got to be, like I said, I've said this before, but you just got to be ready for every opportunity. And I'm really excited for the opportunity here, and to kind of grow and see what happens.
Don't forget, whenever you want to listen to San Jose Sharks action, all you have to do is turn on the Sharks Audio Network. Our broadcast of the Sharks-Canucks game starts at 6:30 Pacific time on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online at sjsharks.com/listen, and on our great terrestrial radio affiliate list in Northern California. Ted Ramey joins me with the call today. Make sure you're tuned in. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.